This is just another sign of post-apocalypse insanity. It's a Supernatural Good Omens crossover written by Fink Pischnitz, read by Lest Wishart. Ah, someone said, sorry, but can you not do that? The speaker was a man dressed in an old sweater, hair ruffled from the wind, and not looking particularly surprised to find two guys standing next to an empty grave and a pile of bones. Dean glared. The phone still in his hand, he could hear the muffled voices of Bobby and Crowley in the distance as the newcomer walked towards him carefully, a pleasant smile on his face. Sorry, Dean said. What? Well, the man said, I was just hoping you wouldn't actually burn those. Sam caught Dean's eye, and Dean could see the way his hand was slowly sliding into his pocket in search of a weapon. Don't want your boss dead? Dean asked, rolling his eyes long enough for Sam to remove a small bottle of holy water from his coat. It'd do in a pinch. My boss, the man said just before he was hit in the face full of water that did nothing. Okay. Well, he said, that was a little unnecessary. Sam said, frowning. Who are you? Dean asked as the guy pulled out a handkerchief, an actual, honest to God, handkerchief, to wipe his face. Oh, he said. Oh, of course. I apologize. I am Aziraphale. Right. Well, Aziraphale, why don't you want us burning these bones? Sam said. They belong to a demon, you know. Yes, Aziraphale said, as if he heard the sort of thing every day. Would you mind if I borrow that a moment? He asked, nodding at the phone in Dean's hand. Dean said, but Aziraphale was already taking it from him and holding it up to his ear. Crowley, he said, and then sighed. Yes, it's me. What? No, of course I won't let them burn your bones. But that doesn't mean you're not being ridiculous. Give the man his soul back, now, please. Yes, it was mean of him to try and use your own son against you. Yes, I know you don't actually have a son. Fergus? What? No, that doesn't give you the excuse to be petty. Yes, I know it's a terrible name. Crowley, you're behaving like Adam. Right, okay, I'm passing you back over so they can speak to their friend. Here, he said, handing Dean the phone. Your friend's fine. Right, Sam said, and gave Dean a what-the-hell look that Dean highly sympathized with. Dean listened as Bobby gave them an all-clear, and then there were a few moments of awkward silence before Crowley predictably appeared, bag in hand and looking shaken beneath his usually composed exterior. Angel, he said as he walked towards them, and Aziraphale smiled. Crowley. Wait, Sam said. Angel? Aziraphale said. Oh, yes, sorry, didn't I say? Crowley snorted in amusement as he gathered up his bones. Dean said, then. Huh? Crowley rolled his eyes, straightening his jacket and brushing a fleck of dirt from the sleeve, and the look he shot Aziraphale was, well, kind of fond, which, what the hell? Trust me, boys, he said, you wouldn't understand. Now, don't you have a flight to catch? Crowley turned around, Aziraphale beside him, and Dean was pretty sure he heard Aziraphale say, tea then? Before they walked away. Well, Sam said, that was. Yeah, Dean said, shaking his head. An angel and a demon that apparently drank tea together. Huh. This post-apocalypse world was just insane. The end.